And then I started coming home to increasing chaos in the neighborhood. And more beatings and the shooting and all that other stuff. I remember in the early days, I was there almost every concert. And I remember helping Dwayne Allman unload the truck, which they'd driven all the way in to the little flat spot in front of the stairs, mm-hmm. where they were going to go play up over right. there. And they'd really driven it too far, because it right in the middle of where the people normally stand, you know, I think they did move it later. But, so everybody was anxious for them to get the truck out of the way. We didn't know who the fuck the Allman Brothers were.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, so we said, hey, man, can we help you get the stuff on the truck so we can get the city up? And I heard him doing a little slide in the background. And I said, So I didn't know anybody down around Atlanta knew how to do that stuff. All I ever hear is Wet Fucking Willie playing too loud, too fast, and too bad. And he said, oh, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we love. You know, and so, I mean, 5 months later, he was dead, I guess. No, I guess it was a year or so later.
That's one thing Patty wanted to ask everybody. What's your Dwayne Allman story? Because then everybody's got one.
That's fine. and I also went to the last concert. I met my current wife at the very last concert in Piedmont Park before they ended them. And a band called Grinder Switch was there. They were a hard rocking kind
Macon.
Of blues rock band, you know. And they weren't sweet and melodic like the Allman Brothers. They were hit you with a bass sledgehammer mm-hmm. band. But we'd heard them in down in Florida and kind of, you know, said hello and stuff, so had to go out and see them. So I went with this other fella. We sat there on the hillside, I don't know, maybe 25 people. And we said, oh, poor sucker, they just didn't play it for 25 people. And they're a band that's used to play it. I saw them in the Orlando Sports Arena for, you know, 15,000 people, you know, mm-hmm. so now they're playing for 25. But they played really well. And as they were sitting there, this couple of girls walked by, and then, you know, the guy I was with knew one of them. He said, what are you doing here? Last concert. Came by for old time's sake. Just walking through. Yeah, us too. And we went and had a pizza, and I found out I knew my wife from 20 years ago, and knew this woman from 20 years ago, and we basically moved in together that night.
Whoa.
It was a pretty good night, actually.
Sounds like it.
And I'm still married to that one.